Bobby the Boomer. His mission is to inspire belief, rekindle his clan's fire, to revive the hopes and dreams of his tribe so they will rise up once again. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Nope. It's Bobby the Boomer. Bobby the Boomer. Hey, Bobby. Bobby boy.
Yes, Grandpa.
Go fix the world. Here's Bobby.
Well, hello, this is Bobby the Boomer, the Baby Boomer's buddy, your buddy, coming to you today, guess where? You got it, in my non-mobile mobile studio, yeah, and it's, somebody done messed with the thermostat, and, it got chilly again, down here in Chattanooga. What's it doing where you're at? It's supposed to be springtime, but that happens, the ups and downs, the weather's been kind of crazy all over the place anyhow, so we'll just move right along away from the weather machine there or the weather forecast. The clouds are nice and fluffy and they're kind of moving, the sky is nice blue, so that's a good thing. So, what are we doing today, Bobby? We're going to have another episode, and today we're going to kind of follow along the theme. We're going to be a little happier about it, but we're going to follow along the theme about the last few episodes that we've done about being sick and having trials and troubles and problems and just kind of ranting. It's not going to be so much of a rant, but we're going to have a little fun with this episode. Yeah, and if you want to listen to any of the other episodes that I've done, you can look in the show notes, scroll down a little bit there, see what the title is. Self-explanatory, pretty much. So what the title is what I talk about. The show notes will explain a little bit more, and you can listen to it or download it and listen to the show at your convenience. If you're a first-time listener, shows are usually only 10 to 15 minutes. Unless I really got something to talk about, but I respect your time and keep it short and sweet. Yeah, and if you'd like to subscribe to Bobby the Boomer, you may do that on the listening platform of your pleasure. And that way, every time a new show comes out, you'll be notified and you won't miss a one, not even a single one. If you'd like to rate me, please do that on iTunes is the one I know. You could probably rate me on any of those there platforms, but I know iTunes does a rating system of 1 to 5. 5's the best, 1 is the lowest. You give me whatever you think I deserve. I'll be okay with it either way. So what is the title of the episode today? Well, it's one of them there made up words. A fella at work has this word he says sometimes, actually quite often, and it's called sickness-itis. I got sickness-itis when somebody is tired of being the old J-O-B and they just take a day off and they say, what happened? Why weren't you here yesterday? And they said, I had sickness-itis. I'm sick of this place. So that's a new expression that my co-worker Jody, he came up with that. I'll give him credit where credit is due. You know, when we were in the military, we used to sing about Jody. Jody's got your girl and gone. I hope he wasn't the same Jody. He's a little bit younger, so he's a lot younger than me, so I don't think he took my girl while I was in boot camp. But anyhow, yeah, he had this saying, he comes up with the saying quite often, Jody at work, not the guy that took my girl. No. Anyhow, have you ever heard the expression, I am sick of this? I think that's where Jody got that from. I'm sick of this itis. I got sick of this itis because itis is like, you know, I got tonsillitis, I got appendicitis, I got itis. Itis is a sickness. I'm sick of this job! Are you sick of your job? Do you hate it? Or are you sick of the trial that you're going through right now, or a situation you're in, or somebody that's just driving you crazy? You got sick of his itis, sick of them itis, sick of his itis, sick of her itis, something like that. Anyhow, having a little fun, even though I'm expressing my frustrations a little bit, but that's okay. Let's have a little bit fun with it, because if you can't have fun in this life, it ain't no sense of living, and sometimes you just got to make light of things, and that makes it a little bit easier to take, you know, put a little spoonful of sugar, makes the medicine go down, yeah, and all the things in life that we get sick and tired of, and we just don't want to deal with it no more. Hard. Nope, sometimes we just get sick and tired of being sick and tired. So, how do we cure that ailment? Well, I'm trying right now with a little bit of sense of humor. Yeah, because, you know, sometimes things just pile up on you, doesn't it, Baby Boomer? Sometimes it's almost like one thing right after another, kind of like what me and the missus have been going through, my son and the family members going through. You know, first we lose a loved one and then all of a sudden we get sick and then have problems when you come back to the old J-O-B and everything's all piled up and they're wondering, why you didn't get this stuff done? Yeah, you might want to turn your volume down a little bit if you haven't already. But I'm excited and I'm trying to have fun and I'm trying to keep this here going. I want to try to do better. I know I haven't been doing two shows a week. You've been cutting down to one. And I'm going to try two and three as I feel better and get my oats back. They say sowing your wild oats. I guess that's not a good thing. That's when people go running around doing things they shouldn't be doing. So let's call it feeling my Cheerios or Wheaties. Yeah, I've got my energy back. I got some energy back. At least enough to do this show. And go to work every day, because I like eating, like living in a nice warm building with heat and electricity, and I like my Wi-Fi. And, you know, I like those conveniences of life, and in order to have those things, you got to have some monies, and in order to make some monies, you got to have a way of making some monies, and I want to do it the ethical way, and the only way I know to do that right now is to go to a job. And it's not necessarily a job that I love. That's why we're talking about sickness-itis. I kind of got sickness-itis. And we're going on a vacation. We're going to segue. It's related, though. It is connected. Did you ever go on a vacation, baby boomers? You know, you've been not taking any sick day, not taking any vacation. And you just work. And finally, the missus or your husband or significant other says to you, we got to go on vacation. You just need a break. We need a break. And you finally say, yes, I must take a break. You go break that cycle like I used to think. You got to work is everything. You just got to work. Let the family go on vacation or camping or go wherever they got to go. And you stay working because somebody's going to pay for it. You do the old martyr syndrome. Well, sometimes you do get convinced that you got to go on vacation. And then you say, wow, that was a pretty good idea to go on vacation. And you actually find out that's kind of fun. And then the next time you go on vacation, you don't just go for the weekend, you go for the week, and then you go for the week and a weekend, and into the next week, and then after a while, you say, you know what's the hardest thing about taking vacation? It's going back to the J-O-B! Like a long, extended vacation to me, a one-week vacation is kind of like retirement. You gotta get used to doing things you like, and then you all of a sudden, oh, it's over, and you gotta go back to the J-O-B. Get that sickness-itis. So, anyhow, that's my little story for today. And I know it was short, and I hope it was sweet, and I hope it made you chuckle just a little bit. Because sometimes we just got to laugh. Sometimes we just got to make light. Sometimes when things get heavy, we got to figure a way to try to lighten the load a little bit. I know sense of humor. Sometimes there's guys at work, they're friendly folks. We have fun. We get the job done. We work real hard, but we also have fun when we're doing it. We sing songs. Yes, we do. We sing songs. We tell jokes. We have a good time. Some people think, well, that's not working. Well, if you're working hard, I don't know any of you baby boomers. You might have been in the military, but you know that camaraderie that you get when you're in the military or when you were in a team. Remember the teams? You played team sports, any of y'all baby boomers? Or you were in a golf club or a glee club or, doing shows with talent on stage, and you get together. You get those, some call them cliques, but I'll just call it groups. You got a group that you actually get along with, people of like mind, people of like passion. You get together and you have fun while you're doing stuff, even if it's not so fun all the time. When you have people that you like to work with, you like to be around with, that have the same likes and passion and same mind, you know, you get the like-mindedness. It is enjoyable. It is enjoyable to be around people like that, even when you're doing tough things. In fact, in the military, that's how you get through real hard times. Yeah, that's how you stay alive and keep on going. When you got people that you can trust, and you know that they got your back and you got theirs. Yes, indeedy. So when you have a sickness-itis, whether it's sick of the job, sick of the, you're sick of them, sometimes you just gotta get away for a little bit. Take a break. You don't say anything mean or bad, or don't just, you know, when just, you just got to, sometimes you just gotta walk away. Take a couple deep breaths, you know, enjoy the outdoors. If you don't like the outdoors, go inside. Enjoy the indoors. Something like that. Sometimes you just gotta take a break. That's the point. Sometimes when you get the old sick of this itis, whatever it is that you're sick of, sick and tired of being sick and tired of, sometimes you just need to take a break. What if you can't take a break? Well, that's when you look for humor. You look for positive things, and you will find them if you look hard enough. You'll find good in things, not so much in the bad things, but you'll find good along the way. Yes, remember, you know, roses are my favorite flower. Best smell, very beautiful. I think the most beautiful flower there is. I do personally think so. And I think the smell of a rose is so awesome. But remember, roses have thorns. So it's got the good and the bad, the bitter and the sweet. Depends on what end you're holding or what end you're focusing on. That's where you'll find your mental state of mind. So going back to Mark Twain saying, it's a matter of mind. If you don't mind, it don't matter. And if you do mind, you got to figure out a way to make your mind settle in, settle down, and enjoy the ride, or make the best of it as you can while you're going along the way. When you're going down in the valley, sometimes it gets tough until you keep on trudging along, and then before you know it, you'll be on the top of that mountain. So you keep on trudging, keep on trucking, as the old saying goes. Remember that, baby boomers? That's what I have for you today, and I hope you do come back for the very next episode of Bobby the Boomer. And until then, I will just say to you, goodbye and God bless.